Sunday at 50%. That's a pretty generous chance. Highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump will visit Dayton and El Paso, but in those communities, there is unease from some who believe the words of comfort fight the rhetoric that came before.
I was badly criticized for using the word invasion. It's an invasion.
The disturbing photo that's all over the internet that Galveston police are trying to explain. Police on horseback were arresting 43-year-old Donald Neely. He is indeed being led down the middle of a Texas street by a rope.
Four voters are now suing the state of California after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill requiring presidential candidates to release 5 years of tax returns.
There was another powerful home explosion destroying a home in the Detroit area.
Author Toni Morrison has died at the age of 88, best known for her novel, Beloved, which won a Pulitzer Prize in 1988.
New allegations are surfacing against the Boy Scouts. Hundreds of new accusers coming forward with claims of sexual abuse.
Barney's New York is filing for bankruptcy. The iconic retailer announcing plans to close 15 of its 22 stores across the country.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on this weekly Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Take advantage of that, boys and girls. That's a great giveaway. People think it's one of the best giveaways in all of Montgomery. I'm going to be heading down there to get some Silver Queen King corn to go with my shrimp. $7.99 a pound for Alabama fresh shrimp. Mm. And that's like 25 to 30 count for a pound. Right. So that means for if you're solo, $3.50 is going to get you a lot of shrimp. Get some Old Bay seasoning, put it in there, a little corn.
Mm, but 25 to 30 sounds like a good serving for me.
You weightlifter, you. I like that.
Shrimp's mostly water, man.
Good for you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great diet deal dish. Let me see which way we want to go here. Let's go with Trey Gowdy talking about the Peter Strzok lawsuit. This isn't it.
What do you think? You know, does Peter Strzok have a case here? Was he unjustly relieved of his duty?
I missed the part of his lawsuit where he also filed a complaint against Bob Mueller. I mean, Mueller fired him. Remember? Comey said he would have fired him had he known about the text.
Yeah.
I mean, the backdrop, you've already gone through some of the text, but Martha, I mean, he said Clinton, someone who was he was investigating at the time, he said Clinton should win $100 million to nothing. He belittled Trump supporters. He promised to stop the presidency. He said he had an insurance policy. If that didn't fail, and the one that I keep bringing up that undercuts and impeaches his comment that he never took official action, remember when he said he wasn't interested in joining the Russia probe because he didn't think it would result in impeachment? This is a counterintelligence career FBI agent where what Russia did to this country was not enough for him. That's not enough to get him interested. He wanted it to involve impeachment. So if he's going to start suing people that fired him, he needs to start with Mueller.
Trey always gets down to the point here. He always gets to the point. I love that. So Trey Gowdy is pretty incensed about Peter Strzok. There's no love lost between the two of them. You remember the interview he did? Where Peter Strzok was trying to just give him everything. But Strzok's grounds are baseless. Trey Gowdy is basically saying here.
Mueller, as you said, when he saw those text messages, he believed that it was, you know, at the very least, not a good look for his investigation to have this person associated with it was going to appear to be a conflict of interest. And, you know, it seems, and then when you look at what the DOJ found, they also made some pretty strong assessments in terms of identify the large number of routine work-related communications. The text messages were personal, and they were all done on FBI-issued phones. I mean, it was clear that both Robert Mueller and that the inspector general found fault with his service at the FBI. You know, is this about getting his pension? Is it about, you know, he's got a GoFundMe page where he's raised almost $500,000. I think we have a look at that page. Is this about money, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it could be about money. I'm sure he's having a hard time getting a job. But, you know, the challenge I have is feeling sorry for someone who brought every single bit of this on himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, bias is so insidious. Bias destroys the criminal justice system. It destroys investigations. And here you have a case agent who was supposed to be investigating Hillary Clinton while he hoped she won the presidency with a historically large margin of victory, I might add, $100 million to nothing.
Pretty
and then
check.
He initiates the probe into Trump while he's promising to stop his presidency. I don't know anyone, Republican or Democrat, who thinks that is a law enforcement officer that should be handling a school crossing, much less counterintelligence investigation.
School crossing, much less counterintelligence. Now, we're going to get into, when we get into Sean Hannity and talking to Tom Fenton and people like that, you know, the real problem that happens here is that when you get two people that are having affairs, both were married at the time, and you're in charge of counterintelligence, and the KGB, the old KGB would have found out about that. I mean, one of the things that they tell you the FBI and the CIA is don't do things where somebody can blackmail you.
Right.
Because what they can do is they can coerce you into doing things that you would not have normally done that will help them out, and they'll test you with little things. They'll kind of offer you things and say, well, we won't tell people about this. But you have to be very, very careful. So Trey Gowdy is going to be talking about, again, the baseless grounds here.
He says the president went after him time and time again, that the president sort of undermined, you know, made it so difficult for the agency not to make this decision with the, you know, why the FBI's sick loser, Peter Strzok, working on a totally discredited Mueller team of 13 angry and conflicted Democrats. You know, the president tweeting things like that, he believes is part of his argument that it wasn't fair.
Right. But the head of those allegedly 13 angry Democrats also fired him. I mean, Bob Mueller fired him. Jim Comey, who is no fan of the person you're talking to right now, when we deposed him, he would have gotten rid of Peter Strzok if he'd known about the text. I mean, Peter Strzok need blame no one other than himself for writing what he wrote. He was unfit to investigate either of the presidential candidates. How this is going to turn out, I don't know. It's D.C. I don't know what a jury's going to do with him, but he is unfit for law enforcement. And whoever fired him, I guess it was Chris Wray. I am sure that Chris did not do it because of pressure from President Trump. If that were the case, Mick Mulvaney would have been fired a long time ago.
Trey Gowdy, good to see you, sir. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's move into Sean Hannity talking to Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch, with some information here.
Tom, my source is very strongly confirming to me that, and I know you felt differently than me last week on the issue, for example, on Comey, the issue of intent as it relates to, okay, he did have those documents in his house, less than candid, lack of candor, as they call it, lying. At the end of this investigation, my sources are telling me tonight it will be so big and so massive that everything that we have been telling our viewers by, say, no later than the fall, it's all going to be revealed to the American people.
Well, I hope that's the case. We have documents out there showing there's this culture of corruption at the FBI with regard to leaking. 14 leaks, only 4 firings. Some were recommended for significant suspensions. They couldn't even get that done. McCabe was referred to for prosecution last year. One of these folks who was fired for his leaking and lack of candor and lying, frankly, to investigators. That prosecution hasn't yet happened. You know, we want justice to be done. We're looking forward to the IG report about Comey stealing and then leaking illegally these FBI files. Now, he leaked those files after he was an FBI director, after he was fired. But there's criminal liability potentially there. I guess my general concern is that they've separated this case out from the other issues that he was involved in as FBI director, and it's all part of a piece. But we'll see how it plays out. We have to remember, as we think about the Mueller investigation, we have to go back to the beginning. It was started as a result of an illegal leak by the former FBI director who was fired and in pursuing a vendetta against President Trump leaked documents to get his friend ultimately appointed as special counsel.
Straight to the point, Tom Fenton. I like that. So there are these new documents that are coming out, and you can kind of pick up some of this within the discussion between Sarah Carter and others here, Alan Dershowitz. But Dershowitz is going to comment on the Strzok lawsuit and see what he says from his Harvard perspective.
Peter Strzok now suing the FBI and the DOJ because he's claiming his firing was politically motivated. Okay, here with reaction to that news, Fox News contributor Sarah Carter, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz. Professor, you're laughing harder, so I'll start with you. I go to the person that sees the amusement in this first. Your reaction.
Well, I thought he should have been fired the day his tweets and messages became public. You can't be a member of the FBI and try to influence the outcome of an election against the will of the voters. So I think he was appropriately fired. I think his lawsuit sounds to me frivolous. He wasn't fired for partisan political reasons. He was fired because he didn't show the objectivity and neutrality required of a federal agent, particularly a member of the FBI. It's a great agency, but it lives by its neutrality and objectivity, and he violated those principles. He was appropriately fired, and his lawsuit, it seems to me, has no basis.
So let me go to a break here. We have Sarah Carter that's going to, when we get a little filter of information coming out of this, Dan Mars Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. Ooh. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You want to stay out with your fancy friends. I'm telling you it's gotta be the end. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. Ooh. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Did you know you can get Hulu for only $5.99 a month? That's all the Veronica Mars, Handmaid's Tale, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Family Guy, and This Is Us that you can watch. Plus thousands of other shows and movies, like that one show you quote all the time, and that other show you've been meaning to watch, and that show you don't tell anyone you watch. Don't worry, we don't judge. We might be crazy to give you all that TV for so little, but we love TV, and we want to make it easy for you to watch more of it. So if you love TV like we love TV, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1.
This is a test of the National Emergency Alert System.
This system was developed by broadcast and cable operators in voluntary cooperation with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Federal Communications Commission, and local authorities to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the tone alert you heard at the start of this message. No action is required.
Bowditch did the right thing. He saw what was going on. It's exactly what Alan Dershowitz said. He wanted to stop the president. He talked about an insurance policy, the cornerstone of Quantico for the FBI, for FBI agents going through the process of becoming agents and serving their country and in a noble way, is to put aside all political bias, especially during an investigation. And the second reason that he should have been removed and he was removed was because he was having an affair. Here is a guy on the Russia desk. On the Russia desk, who's having an affair with another person inside the FBI, both of them married. Think about the national security implications of what he was doing. If had any information.
Rights to exoneration in May, special considerations, right. By the way, in the case of Hillary, Cheryl Mills, another person involved in the case sitting by her side as she's supposedly being interrogated. Then, of course, exonerates 3 days later, has Comey do that. Comey was involved in the exoneration letter. Then he starts the Russia witch hunt. And even his Lisa Page, according to my sources, Sarah, are saying she's fully cooperating. And she has been for quite a while. And she's also the one in closed door testimony that said, yeah, after a 9-month investigation into President Trump, no collusion. We had nothing. That's before Mueller even started.
So as I'm kind of getting this IG thing is getting a little, starting to come to a bull here. And I'm sorry I messed up the headers on there. The Dershowitz needed a special commission. Is recommending that there should have been a special commission instead of Mueller. Let's listen in.
Then you look also at a guy like Peter Strzok and his other involvement and stuff here. I would say from a legal standpoint, even a great lawyer like Alan Dershowitz, Harvard professor that he is and man I admire, I think you'd have a hard time justifying his actions as an official in the FBI. And don't forget, he worked for Robert Mueller, and Robert Mueller fired him, and then Robert Mueller cleaned his phone and cleaned Lisa Page's phone.
Well, Robert Mueller didn't fire him. He put him in a different position. I think he was then.
Well, he claims he fired him, and McCabe claims he fired him. So one of them is full of something.
But I think the point is, I think we have to have one rule of law applied to everybody. But the rule of law I would apply to everybody would be to stop accusing people of crimes. We should have had an independent commission, you know, where everything came out. I love what Judicial Watch is doing. Bring everything out. Bring everything into the light of the public. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. A commission would have done that. But when you have a special counsel operating behind closed doors, we only get tidbits. We get redacted reports. We get the Mueller report, which didn't contribute at all to trying to prevent Russia from doing this again. We needed a commission with teeth to be able to come up with ideas to stop this from happening in the future.
Somebody told me that an emergency alert went out over the air during the Sarah Carter piece. So let's go back and replay that so we make sure we get that embedded here.
Did you ever hear of anyone being interrogated by the FBI that was allowed to bring in people that were also similarly, like Cheryl Mills and Sarah, help me out, the other person that was in that interview?
Cheryl Mills, who would have been a witness, and the others that were brought in. Look, Sean, this is the reason why Deputy Director David Bowditch fired him. And remember, when it goes to OPR, there were issues inside the FBI as well. Even with OPR, that's the Office of Professional Responsibility that was doing the review. Remember, there were a lot of people in there that were friends with each other, because it's kind of like the FBI. It's like the fox guarding the hen house kind of a thing, you know? And so there were a lot of friends. There was a lot of communications between between these folks. And David Bowditch did the right thing. He saw what was going on. It's exactly what Alan Dershowitz said. He wanted to stop the president. He talked about an insurance policy. The cornerstone of Quantico for the FBI, for FBI agents going through the process of becoming agents and serving their country and in a noble way, is to put aside all political bias, especially during an investigation. And the second reason that he should have been removed and he was removed was because he was having an affair. Here is a guy on the Russia desk. On the Russia desk, who's having an affair with another person inside the FBI, both of them married. Think about the national security implications of what he was doing. If had any information.
Rights to exoneration in May, special considerations, by the way, in the case of Hillary, Cheryl Mills, another person involved in the case sitting by her side as she's supposedly being interrogated, then, of course, exonerates 3 days later, has Comey do that. Comey was involved in the exoneration letter. Then he starts the Russia witch hunt, and even his Lisa Page, according to my sources, Sarah, are saying she's fully cooperating.
Fully cooperating.
And she has been for quite a while, and she's also the one in closed-door testimony that said, yeah, after a nine-month investigation into President Trump, no collusion. We had nothing. That's before Mueller even started.
A lot of information in that. So, as we had said on this show, Lisa Page is fully cooperating. I'd heard that exact same thing, multiple locations. And the fact that they were having an affair and they were both married and they were on the Russia desk, that is huge. That is a fireable offense right there. This guy does not stand a prayer. Okay. So we're going to do Sarah Carter here, and she's going to kind of wrap it up. It's kind of short, but listen to what she's saying here. Something big is about to happen.
Last question, Sarah. I have my sources confirming to me tonight. I have high-level sources telling me tonight that by the time Durham is done with his job and the Attorney General is done with his job and the investigation is complete, adding into it the Inspector General Horowitz, it will shock the conscience of a nation. That is a quote.
Absolutely. And that is the exact same thing I've been hearing today from my sources, very senior level sources, that John Durham's investigation is moving full steam ahead and that the information that the public will hear in the upcoming months will shock the conscience.
Right,
and I think will satisfy quite a few people.
Uh-huh. So maybe we're getting close here.
Maybe.
Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
I remember the days folks used to stop by my business and place an order. Now customers want to place orders online but can't find me on the web. That's when I called Dan Black Studios. Dan made a custom website that included a video that allowed me to convey the message I wanted them to hear. It even looks good on mobile phones. New customers are tumbling in from my new improved ad campaign. Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and schedule a free consultation.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After meeting with first responders and people affected by the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, President Trump will do the same in El Paso, Texas next. He says about people comparing his language about immigrants to the El Paso shooters.
So my critics are political people. They're trying to make points. In many cases, they're running for president and they're very low in the polls. A couple of them in particular, very low in the polls.
That was outside the White House before leaving this morning. Fewer people from other countries are visiting the United States, according to the U.S. Travel Association.
They say the 0.8% decline is, at least in part, because of trade tensions with China. The Chinese government put out a travel advisory at the beginning of June. It warned that Chinese visitors have been subjected to what it called harassment by law enforcement in the U.S. Add to that, the U.S. dollar is stronger than other countries, so visitors' money won't go as far here.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Chicago. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Not many showers to go around the next couple of days, and the temperatures are getting a little hotter with highs in the middle 90s and the heat index teasing the 105 danger range, not only today, but tomorrow as well. And again, only widely scattered storms. Lows at night in the mid-70s. Then for Friday, slightly better odds that you might run into one of those random afternoon and evening showers or thunderstorms. In fact, the rain chances get better Saturday and Sunday at 50%. That's a pretty generous chance. Highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's up tonight? Did you wait? That's where we are. Reminder, Arturo Davis is going to be in the house at 2 o'clock. When we get into the CBS investigation report talking about bias and racism and white supremacy in police departments, pretty interesting. Somebody you and I both like, Dennis Prager?
Yeah.
Did you say you met him or saw him?
No, I haven't met him. I've listened to a lot of his interviews, and his new book sounds interesting. It's sort of a... from a Jewish perspective, a meditation on the Old Testament and the Bible in general.
That's where I first ran into him, was that.
And he's a very successful broadcaster, talk show host. He's quite effective in that regard.
Well, and he does these videos and things, 5-minute videos that are kind of telling stories, Ten Commandments and things like that. He's going to talk about that, matter of fact, in this piece. And this is Dennis Prager. If you ever have a chance to pick up something of his, we highly recommend him. He's very good.
President Trump warning Google the president is watching very closely amid new allegations of anti-conservative bias at Google. The president accusing the tech giant of trying to keep him from winning re-election in 2020.
You got a new op-ed out this week. It says, our next guest pleads this: don't let Google get away with censorship, because it's been happening to him.
That's right. Prager, you founder Dennis Prager joins us now. So tell us the story here. What's happening?
Well, there's a lot happening. I'll give you one example. We at the PragerU, we put out a video every week, a 5-minute video. We have a billion views a year. 65% of them are under 35 years of age, and we are on, therefore, the target, the list, if you will, of the left. They don't want our videos seen. So here's a perfect example. This week, we put them out on Monday. Today is Wednesday. Within about 3 hours of putting up this week's video, which is given by Steve Cortez of CNN, about what it's called the Charlottesville lie. The president never said there were fine Nazis. Never said that. It's one of the greatest lies of my lifetime, and it's perpetrated by the left, and a lot of people believe it, and it's a tragedy that they believe it. It's even evil, in my opinion, to spread this idea. So he gives this 5-minute video. It was placed on the restricted list within 3 hours. It was the biggest Twitter event in the country. All of a sudden, the left started battering Twitter off the list on Twitter. This happens regularly.
And we play the cut here. He basically says, he's talking about the people who were for the Robert E. Lee monuments, which is what the demonstration was about, that there are people that are good on both sides of the issue of talking about the monument. He didn't say what they said he said, but it is the biggest perpetuated lie that's out there. So let's continue on with Dennis Prager talking about video and restrictiveness.
Well, Dennis, Google would say, it wasn't us. It's the algorithm. It figures out what to go ahead and put on those lists. And I'm sure that videos from people who are left of center get taken down all the time, right?
That's what people say. The left of center that are put on restricted list are restricted for the reasons that there is a restriction list. People have filters against violence, against obscenity, and against pornography. We don't have violence, we don't have obscenity, we don't have pornography. In fact, the vast majority of our videos are targeted to young people. Mm. We want them to see them. Why is Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard, his video on a 5-minute video on Israel's founding, why is that on the restricted list? Why do you know that my video on the Ten Commandments is on the restricted list? And when I testified in the Senate a few weeks ago, they asked the representative from Google, why is Mr. Prager's video?
Right.
It was Senator Cruz. Why is Mr. Prager's video on the Ten Commandments on the restricted list? And the man said with a straight face, because it mentions murder.
Wow.
Unbelievable. As in, thou shall not murder. That is amazing. But I'm not sure what you can do with this whole thing because it is a private company.
It's also...
Sorry for interrupting you. There is a discussion about campaign rights and that if you're stopping someone from getting message, so therefore you're helping someone else, therefore that is a contribution to that campaign.
And Tulsi Gabbard's leading, I think, a lawsuit against Google. Like, after one of the debates, she was the most searched candidate on Google's own platforms, so a lot of money was about to start pouring in, and all of a sudden the AdSense algorithm was taken down from her.
Really?
Yeah, so that she wasn't getting the money for people looking at videos and posts. So she's leading a lawsuit saying, Google's like, oh, our algorithm got triggered because so many people were coming in. We wanted to make sure it was legit, and then we responded within hours. Well, hours can be pretty crucial in this day.
Yeah, particularly when a nighttime event and people were going, Mediba. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if you remember, I'm trying to remember.
Because it was a three-hour debate.
Oh, right. And I'm trying to remember what exactly triggered this, no pun intended, but about a month or two ago, YouTube started getting real hardcore about anything they deemed white nationalist or neo-Nazi or white supremacist. And, of course, because some of these algorithms are just dumb, they're blunt force instruments, a lot of professors who would teach people film, teach people history, in particular history about the Nazis.
Like Hillsdale?
Mm-hmm. Their videos are taken down because they were showing actual videos of, say, Hitler Nazi rallies, like Triumph of the Will that used to be on YouTube but for educational purposes, like explicitly educational purposes, universities posting it. That's all being swept up and taken down. I mean, there was a guy who put out a post. He said, I've been fighting against anti-Semitism and racism my whole life. That's why I've studied Nazi Germany. And now you're taking down my videos?
And so it's the whole idea should, and I think the United States has gotten this right. For instance, you can't buy, you can't find Mein Kampf in Germany. Now, given that they're Germany, maybe they have a point there. But I think if you want to understand the evil of Hitler and how he motivated all these folks, you should be able to look at what he wrote and what he's
all about. Was that a required reading for you in high school?
No, it wasn't. But I don't think I've read it in full.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And what scares people is actually you read the translations and you take certain quotes and you're like, you could trick people. They don't realize it's Hitler.
Yeah. My stepfather was educated, got his PhD in Germany when Hitler came to power. Saw Hitler twice, matter of fact, which is pretty wild. Was there in the night of glass when all the Jewish professors were taken away from Darmstadt University. That was a biggie. But he said that knowing German, reading Mein Kampf, and then the English translation of it didn't necessarily match up with things the way it should. Let's listen to Dennis Prager talking about Alan Dershowitz and what he really fears.
President's got his attention with Google because he's getting a lot of people that support him complaining. What should the president know in the big picture, beyond PragerU?
What is the big picture? The big picture, is that what you're asking? What
is the because
big
the picture? President says, I'm looking closely. If he does look closely,
yes,
what do you
right.
think he will find?
He should, the whole country. Listen, liberals love free speech. Conservatives love free speech. The left, since Lenin, the left has never supported freedom of anything, let alone speech. If liberals awaken to the threat of the left, as Dershowitz has, in no safe spaces, he says to me, Dennis, as an American, as a liberal, as a Democrat, as a Jew, I fear the left much more than the right. That has to be the wake-up call to the decent liberal, of whom there are tens of millions in this country.
And that's exactly it, is that they don't want that free speech, and they are going to cut out everything that interferes with them on it. And so that is scary to me, because free speech really is free speech, and that's what makes it remarkable, is that you can go out and talk about things and exchange ideas. But if that idea is against what you believe, and you're trying to shut that down, and you're trying to stop that, that is wrong. Okay, CBS did an investigation. They did kind of two parts here. This is kind of interesting. This is talking about bias training that is in police forces. They're using Mesa, Arizona as their point. Listen to this.
A CBS News investigation reveals changes police departments across the country say they're making to confront possible racial bias. This Friday marks 5 years since the death of Michael Brown. The unarmed black teenager was shot by a white police officer who says Brown attacked him in Ferguson, Missouri. There were months of protests after Brown's death and the grand jury decision not to indict the officer involved. Outrage over similar incidents in other cities led to changes in police training. But is it working? Jeff Pagaz begins our multi-part investigation into policing in America 5 years after Ferguson. Jeff, what did you learn?
Well, we've reached out to more than 150 departments in big cities nationwide. At least 69% of them told us that they have added training that teaches officers how to manage unconscious biases that we all have, including race. More than half of those departments say that they've added bias training since Ferguson. But when we asked if it works, most say they don't have a way to measure success. Some officers even told us that it's made their jobs tougher.
Okay, so he's going to get into that. And this is the whole thing about bias training. And you're going to hear some police officers. The police officers are actually blocked out where you, and their voices are changed because they don't want to be seen. But it's kind of, they're kind of saying, well, it's kind of built in that a white person is biased if they're a police officer. Listen in.
Implicit bias training, has it worked?
No.
You don't think it worked?
The training itself, the content, was the absolute worst training I've ever had.
These are current Mesa, Arizona police officers. They are both white. We agreed to hide their faces and alter their voices so that they can speak freely.
And you have to make a decision like that.
This is their department's implicit bias training.
So there's research that has documented implicit biases, and they've linked it to ethnicity and race as one.
They are taught how to recognize and minimize negative impacts that hidden biases can have on their jobs.
People are inclined to stereotype black individuals as more aggressive.
Reinforcing the minority of society that has that blanket opinion about Caucasian males. One of the first videos introduced in that training was reaffirming that you're born a victim if you're a minority.
All right, so what do you think the agenda is?
Reinforcing that the police are racist, but specifically the white male police are racist.
So it's reinforcing that agenda in his opinion.
Well, and I've seen articles, I'm not an expert on this, but I've seen plenty that questions the veracity, the scientific truth of the so-called tests, as well as the training.
Well, they're going to get into, hopefully we'll be able to get through this thing, but they're going to get into the fact that some people don't even remember that they took the training here. So let's continue on here, and he's talking about that the situational issues and use of excessive force.
To our knowledge, these veteran officers have not been involved in the kinds of high-profile incidents that have divided the community and led to what they see as an overcorrection in new training.
Trying to change what we have done that has worked overwhelmingly effectively. It becomes an officer safety issue, causing officers to second-guess themselves, which is a complete change to when we first started.
Well, there have been some pretty high-profile incidents here. Robert Johnson getting knocked around. Gabriel Ramirez. Officer squeezed his neck after he was handcuffed. Daniel Shaver on his knees begging for his life in a Mesa hotel room. Caught on video.
There is nothing that those officers did that was outside of the training that they had received.
That Robert Johnson video. Is that what you're taught to do?
We're taught to handle the situation.
Was that handling the situation, or was that excessive force?
That was handling the situation.
And I think you can go on my, I think I put that one up on my website, danmarshow.com. You can kind of see it. It, to me, it looked like an overreaction. The guy's coming around the corner, and it's been a report of somebody with a weapon, and they tell him to get down, and he doesn't do it, and he makes this gesture, and they open it up, and they just cut loose on him. So let me do this. Let me go to a break so I can kind of finish this up here. Reminder, Archer Davis in the house, 2 o'clock, going to be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick in the High Point Town Center in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This is where we are. Now, this is something to the point that you were talking about, Joey, is that how do you judge, measure that this is working or not? That's a question that's asked during this interview.
The officers involved in the Ramirez and Johnson cases were not charged with crimes. Officer Philip Brailsford was fired and charged with murdering Daniel Shaver, but was acquitted after a six-week trial.
Put your hands on the car, I'm gonna shoot you in your head, you understand me?
Similar incidents across the country have prompted calls for police to change their approach. A CBS News survey of departments in America's largest cities reveals part of that response. 75% of departments who completed our survey told us that they changed their training after controversial use of force incidents. 90% of departments who say they have implicit bias training say it is required of all officers. But training methods vary. For example, Honolulu, Hawaii told us that they have 1 half-hour session a year. Raleigh, North Carolina told us that they do at least 8 hours per year.
I want our community to feel safe.
Despite what we heard from those Mesa officers, Chief Ramon Batista told us earlier this year that the new training is working.
I think evidenced by the fact that in the last 9 months, we've reduced use of force related events by over 30% points to the fact that we're making progress.
But there is no universal measure of success. Other city departments we surveyed, like New York, say reducing physical altercations between officers and the community doesn't necessarily mean implicit bias training is working.
They judged a book by its cover.
Departments in Hawaii, Oregon, Georgia, and Nebraska told us that they track bias complaints against officers to determine success.
Okay, so if you want to do an officer in, what you do is you go do a bias complaint. You get about five people to do that, and then it's got that in its record. I know that that's one of the elements that they look at, but then when they get a bias complaint, they do an investigation. The chief has told me that before. So now he's going to wrap it up. We're talking about the bias training here. Then we're going to get into white supremacists in St. Louis PD.
But about 59% of departments who responded to our follow-up questions say that they don't have a way to know if implicit bias training is working at all. These officers say some of the new training is just for show.
They start the video with saying, "We are not telling you to do this. We are here to present it."
At the beginning of the session, they say, "Don't do this, but you got to watch it."
Correct. It kills morale because to pay for this training, we had to give up something else, right? So instead of doing more firearms training, okay, now we've taken funds from there. So for the officers on the morale, they look at it like, you don't care about me, and you don't care about the citizens. You care about putting on this little show.
Mesa PD denies that trainers there tell officers to ignore what they're teaching. As you heard, those officers believe claims of racism among law enforcement are overblown. But what about cops who say more needs to be done? In our next hour, we're going to meet a St. Louis officer who says that she thinks that white supremacists are working on the force.
There's clearly a big divide here still, Jeff.
There is. And I don't know if you could see it in that video, but as I was watching that, maybe you saw my reaction, my eyes sort of pop open when they say it's a show, when they say, you know, we don't do what the trainers tell us to do.
Like, you appreciate the honesty, and obviously they didn't want to show their face, but
you look at the Robert Johnson video and you go, he wasn't resisting. That's what you're trained to do. So I'd be curious to know, well, what should it look like?
Yes.
Because I understand they're under an incredible amount of pressure, but the point is the conversation has to happen. And it'd be interesting to hear more about what they think should happen in order to get to the place where everybody's happy.
Well, exactly. And we were, you know, surprised by how candid they were, too, and especially over those incidents, because if you talk to police chiefs after incidents like that, they would not say what those officers told us. And that's why we feel that that interview was so important, because you rarely hear officers on the beat being that
honest. Right.
She asked a great question. What would it look like? That was a perfect question.
Yeah.
And you normally don't hear the CBS people do that. They normally lead with an opinion in that. Okay, got to get this last clip in here. Talking about white supremacists in the St. Louis Police Department. This is a black female officer.
Officers about the challenges of fighting racism inside a department. A growing number of police departments in America's largest cities told us they've added implicit bias training. But hundreds of officers in multiple states have recently been exposed for racist social media posts attacking minorities and promoting racial stereotypes. Jeff Begay spoke to one St. Louis police sergeant whose department has officers at the center of that controversy. He continued our investigation into policing in America 5 years after Ferguson. Jeff, what did that officer tell you?
The St. Louis Metro Police officer that you're about to hear from says the culture among her department's top brass is allowing bad cops to slip through the cracks. When we asked if the department had training to address possible racial bias, the answer wasn't clear. Do you think that there are white supremacists on the police force?
Yes.
You didn't even pause.
Have you seen some of the Facebook posts of some of our suspended officers right now? Yes.
Heather Taylor is an almost 19-year veteran on the St. Louis Metro Police Force. She points to the recent report by the Plainview Project, which flagged thousands of racist and derogatory social media posts, including some from 22 current St. Louis Metro officers, like this one that compared Black Lives Matter to the KKK. As president of the Ethical Society of Police, a predominantly black local union, Taylor's mission is to root out racial discrimination among police. Protests in Ferguson took place about 10 miles from St. Louis Metro PD headquarters and led to changes in training there. SLMPD told CBS News in a survey that implicit bias training has been mandatory for officers once a year since October of 2014. That's 2 months after Michael Brown's death.
I'm not sure the comparison of the Black Lives Matter to the KKK. I tried to find the website to see exactly how it was being done. I mean, I thought that that would be an insult to the Black Lives Matter. And if that is an insult, is that what's racist?
The comparison is, well, dumb. That's the first word that comes to mind. There are others as well.
This hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Looking for a brand new car or truck? Go by and see Duke Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Guys, we're going to have Arthur Davis in after our top of the hour break. Candidate for mayor, great city of Montgomery.
She cried to the southern wind.
The Dan Morris Show.